News release. Brock University. Leslie Rigg knows firsthand how far curiosity, combined with passion and education, can take someone. The fundamental trait helped guide her on her journey from becoming the first in her family to graduate from university to an accomplished academic leader and research scientist, and now, the president and vice chancellor of Brock University. While she began her tenure at Brock on November 1, Rigg was formally installed as the university's seventh president on Monday, June 12, during the first day of spring convocation. Brock's 113th convocation will see about 3,500 graduands receive their degrees during nine ceremonies held from June 12 to 16. After taking the oath of office on Monday, delivered by Chancellor Hillary Pearson, Rigg gave her first convocation address as president, which encouraged graduates to remain curious as they embark on this new chapter in their lives. "So much of what we do here at the university is powered by the force of curiosity, the innate desire to explore, learn and understand. It's not particularly complicated, but in my opinion, it's one of the most powerful forces for good known to humankind," Rigg said. "Curiosity is the engine of creativity, innovation and progress, the key to unlocking new insights and opportunities." Brock has cultivated a strong culture of curiosity, one that encourages our students and researchers to pursue their passions, explore new ideas, challenge conventional wisdom and make personal and professional breakthroughs each and every day, Rigg said. "We believe that curiosity is the foundation of a lifelong learning process, one that continues long after you've earned your degree." Prior to joining Brock, Rigg, an ecologist and biogeographer, served as vice president, research, and professor of geography at Western University in London, ONT. Representatives from Western and several other institutions from across the country joined Rigg at Monday's ceremony to deliver well wishes, alongside local politicians, community leaders and Brock University faculty, staff and graduates. Rigg said Monday's ceremony provided an opportunity to reflect on the values and principles that guide the Brock community, even beyond graduation. "At Brock, we believe in the power of education to transform lives, to inspire innovation and to promote social justice and equity," she said. "We are committed to fostering a culture of inclusivity, diversity and respect, where all members of our community can thrive and contribute to the greater good. I hope you carry these values with you wherever life takes you after today," she said to the class of 2023. Following the ceremony, Pearson said both she and Rigg share great confidence in the possibilities that exist for Brock's future. "Dr. Rigg has a vision for Brock and its immense importance as a university with local roots across Niagara and global reach with students and alumni from across the world," she said. "Her excitement is catching and inspiring. I know that she will bring Brock to new heights." Brock's 113th convocation continues on Tuesday, June 13, when the university will present honorary doctorates to Women Get On Board Inc. founder and CEO Deborah Rosati, Badman, 84, and Cheekbone Beauty Cosmetics Inc. founder and CEO Jen Harper at ceremonies held at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., respectively. Brock will also bestow an honorary degree upon Kyle Dubas, BSM, 07, President of Hockey Operations for the Pittsburgh Penguins, at a ceremony Wednesday, June 14 at 2:30 p.m. All ceremonies take place in the Ian D. Betty's Gymnasium of Brock's Walker Sports Complex and will be live-streamed online. For more information and a full schedule of Brock's spring convocation, click here.